lots of letters going out, dude.
You want to talk about, like, a sign from, like, I don't know if it's God or Satan, but I brought the kids to see Mom's grave today.
Yeah.
And we're down there. We just got there, and Noah's like, we're saying a little prayer, dude. Like, we just got down, like, on our hands and knees, and Noah's praying. A bee comes over and stings Noah in the ear twice, dude. Two stings in his ear. I see the spots, and I see this thing flying around. Dude, he just melts down, dude. Melts down, dude. Scream, crying. They had to get the hell out of there. I was there for 2 minutes. We're an hour later, dude, and he's like, he's having a bad reaction to this bee sting, dude.
Yeah. It'll happen, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Like,
yeah,
you know, what was it? He's not doing, dude. He's like all fucked up. It's like,
yeah, dude. I couldn't imagine.
Have your kids been stung by a bee yet, dude?
Not yet, dude.
He ain't having it well, dude. And it was twice, dude.
Yeah, I can imagine. Probably.
Yeah.
Ah.
I think the stinger is like still in there. He's like, dude, he's fucking freaking out, dude. We got mud on it right now, and got Benadryl in them. I mean, still, dude, it's been an hour. Holy fuck.
Right.
It's not great.
I can imagine.
You got letters, Kyle?
We gotta
do some door knocking, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people are afraid to say no.
Right, when you just walk up and you're like, hey, can we hunt?
That's exactly how you go about it, dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm all over the place. I got some gems out there, dude.
Greenwell, is that the one you said you already contacted? They'll never.
I've sent three to them.
Yeah.
I called Chris Martin from Martin & Sons. I called Chris Martin and got him on the line through his secretary in the whole nine yards. I was like, hey, Chris, you know, my name's Michael Striani, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, I've got some property near you that I lease from some familiar farmers of yours. I also, like, know you're good friends with Andy Wagner. I'm, like, really close friends with them. And he basically was just like, yeah, you know, you seem like a nice guy, but we turned this off a few years back to anybody. We don't allow any of our property to be hunted anymore. We have way too many problems with interpersonal relationships with hunters. And I go, what's that mean? He goes, all you hunters fucking argue like cats and dogs. That was about 2 days ago I had that conversation with him. And he goes,
very true.
And he goes, I ain't fucking dealing with it anymore.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Well, I'll lease it from you. And he goes, no, you know, not interested. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to offer him $1,000. This guy's make $1 million a year, dude.
Right.
They don't want to deal with any, you know, nothing.
No. Even Brzezalski, remember Brzezalski in the beginning? He just had all my buddies are crybabies in Hamlin. Like, they all want a spot to hunt, blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Yeah,
know.
I know. Yeah, it's a pain. So, it is what it is.
Yeah,
but
that's all, dude.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I got some little cherry gems out there, though.
I got a couple of cherry gems that I'm not gonna say nothing about until I either get the yes or no. If I get the, and I'll let you know about them when I get the yes or no. But I gotta do some legwork, and there's two of them. And if I
okay, well, I got some little cherry gems.
I like that. If I get it done. If I get it done, it's going to be epic. You're going to shit if I get it done. So I just have to.
Well, let me tell you what I mean by a little cherry gem.
I just need a little bit of time.
I'm talking about I got little cherry gems happening. Like, I got, let me be honest with you. I am looking legitimately on my desk at about 35 letters. There's letters on here with people who have 7.4 acres in their backyard.
Yeah.
But but it butts up to a cornfield or a soybean field, and the only way to get to it is to access it from the east to the west, so west when you're not smelled. Of these 35 acres, I'm not even kidding you, 92% of them are accessible walking to the west.
Right.
I'm not kidding. Dude, we never had...
That's 90% of the wind. Yeah. Very smart.
Yeah, we never had that. We always had north-south.
We've never had that. Yeah.
We've never had that. We've always had north-south. And so, you know.
Right.
Think about Pam and Pete's. Even Pam and Pete's. When you hunted Pam and Pete's, you were hunting. You walked south, and all the wind went west.
Into
all those woods where all the deer
are. It blows from the west.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about Cabin Peach. You'd hunt there in the wind.
Well, let me tell you something where we haven't hunted yet, which might be fire, which has a perfect wind, is 16 acres on Manitou Road, dude.
Yeah, I get that, dude. I get that. I don't know nothing about it, you know?
The only problem is I never asked for two parking spots. I only asked for one. So if you want to go over there, you got to come grab my car, dude.
Right, dude. Right.
Or I could just text the guy and be like, I'm going to have a car over there. Do you know what I mean? All he said to me is just text me if you're going to be back there.
Yeah, I get it. I can always
just text him and be like, I'm going to be back there, and it's just fucking you with your car. You know what
I mean? It'd be different if we got that in September and we had two stands back there and I knew where I was going. But to sit on the ground and ground hunt with a shotgun while the guy next door is basically like Jim Jones of you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel comfortable.
Who's Jim Jones? What do you mean?
The guy who did Waco, dude. The guy fucking...
Battle
Axe guy from Waco, dude. That guy behind is like a Christian nut. He probably has an arsenal of... He probably has RPGs and shit back there, Nick. I'm not fucking around. I looked that guy up, and he looks like a lunatic.
You worry about that shit, dude. I don't worry about none of that fucking shit, dude. I'll shoot a guy... Some motherfucker comes at me, like, I'll shoot a guy dead, dude. I don't give a fuck. Hunting accident, dude, went wrong. I don't know. Like, dude... Guy comes at me, bro, this is my land. Get on your own land. Like, dude, I love little land disputes, dude.
You do.
I feel like I'm a Native American, dude, you know? I gotta be careful. I'm on your work line, dude. But I love that shit, dude. I know Jim Jones. You just spent $400,000 on your plot, dude. But I have access to hunt with my gun on this land. Right, and I'm going to put a tree stand right next to your property line. Or we can play nice, and I'll be cool. You know what I mean? Like, how cool you want to be.
Right, yeah.
But whatever the guy's name is, I got him on my phone here, Bill. Bill said that they were back there shooting. They do shoot back there.
Right.
And when I did my little walk back there, I did see a spot where they had, like, some, like, computer chairs set up. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're blowing up cars and shit back there.
Yeah, there was some weird shit going on back there. So,
it's
fire, dude.
I am constantly, every single day, I'm on the border of telling, like, Joe Treacy and Joe Hamm.
Oh, I got
like,
you.
I'm going to kill them and then also be, like, nice. Like, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning last night, and I almost texted Joe Hamm a picture of me and my buck.
Right. I got you, dude. I know. I know. Just like.
But then, like, I went on his Facebook today, and it's like a picture of, like, him and, like, his three boys, and, like, a bunch of people are like, hang in there, Joe. Like, I thought 100 comments are like, hang in there, Joe. Divorce is hard.
Right.
He's like, looks all sad in the picture, and I'm like, dude.
Right, dude. I mean, what you're. As much as the guy is absolute, I want to say a bunch of bad words, but, like, put yourself in his shoes. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess, I'd probably be going acting kind of nutty, too, you know?
Well, I think I am acting a little nutty. I think I am. I'm like...
No, I'm saying him act nutty. I'm saying he's the one acting nutty. If I was in his shoes, dude, like, I'd be... If he's any kind of hunter like us, every hunter wants to chase a big deer. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right. And then I shoot at, so he's probably pissed. Yeah.
Right. And even just to not have access, I feel like even when that
when that gay kid was hunting back there, like that, like Joe Hamm was probably hunting back there anyways.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Him and
that
Del
gay
Monte,
kid,
were,
that,
yeah,
that gay kid probably hunted like twice, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
And probably never had trail cameras out. Like that kid. Right. Remember what was it? Said he was a new hunter. Like he was new to hunting. Like, I don't know.
How about Dave Evans tell me that those are protected wetlands that we hunt? And
the swale by the marsh is what he's saying, right?
So yeah, so those are protected wetlands, and the new
wetlands or wetlands?
Wetlands,
I don't know how that
or whatever, dude. Wetlands or whatever.
Wetlands.
And
dude, those are protected wetlands, dude.
Those are protected wetlands, and that the energy company can't ever build anything back that far. So there must be something about.
You know what? It's funny. When I left camp, dude, I was staring at all the solar farms like on the way, and I'm like, oh yeah, dude, they built that fence like 30, 40 yards in from the edge of the woods, dude. We got all kind them deer, got all kinds of room, dude. Them deer walk the edge of that fence, dude. You got a 30-yard chip shot all the way around, dude.
Yeah, that the only problem is
you can't shoot into the solar field, dude.
No, the only problem is if they allow us to still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it could be
something.
Yeah, like, yeah, no dice, dude. You're out. Like,
yeah, that's they got multi-millions of dollars of solar. They don't want someone's bow and arrow. They don't want us throwing a bow and arrow through one of
yeah,
those.
Let
solar
me read you my last email on 11/15, so 5 days ago, with Peyton Langeles of Norbit Solar. Hi, Michael. Same to you. That piece of property has exclusive hunting rights indefinitely. I know you've been interested in other properties within an hour or so of Rochester, so I want to let you know, regardless those, that our goal is to first put in place a program which would ensure the safety of our land projects and systems, community, and the hunters before offering hunter rights on Norbit properties. This is something we had hoped to have together by this season, but due to the company's focuses, we have not yet. Please feel free to keep in touch by the summertime, and we'll certainly reach out if opportunities arise sooner. You are first on our list. Peyton Langeles, Executive Assistant to David Norbit, President of Norbit Solar Farms.
So do we know that Norbit Solar Farms is the one that's interested in Parma or no?
No, I do not know if that's Parma.
But you were just reaching out to Solar just to kind of see what their like rules and regs are on that.
No, I was reaching out because they own a property on
that one you showed me last year that was like an hour away.
No, they own a property. No, that well, that was Norbit did own that one, but they own something right off 259 that was like a long strip, and it was like a phenomenal like little piece. And I reached out to her like a year ago.
So here's my thing on having these. And hear me out here. On having these small pieces, like of us even searching these small pieces, I think it's not a waste of time because there could always be deer. But some people are big on cameras, some people are not. I don't have time to hunt a spot that doesn't show good activity. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't like to go hunt a spot for 4 or 5 sits when I can only get 15 sits a year. When I don't know what's back there. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
I get it.
For us to be actively searching, say we lock up 7 spots next year that are 9 acres and less, you know, or like 12 acres and less, you need at least 2 to 3 cameras on each one of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, to see what's going on there. That's a lot of cameras and a lot of spots. Or, like, if you have one giant spot, you could take half the amount of cameras and just kind of spread them out and get more of an inventory. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
So I like the idea of getting those like little parcels, but like I feel like
Nick, last time I did this, I sent 200 letters. I'm at 35, and I got one response from the Grease Cobras. That was it.
Yeah, I got you.
So
they actually responded back. What was the response back? Like, what was the
Dave,
it took you a while.
Or what's his name? Let me see what his name is. I forget what that guy's name was.
Did he say, like, yeah, we have a guy there, but let me see if you want to pay more money?
I forget,
it was a money thing, right? Didn't he pay? Or let me see. No, it was like the kid spent like $800 for the year, right? And he's like, let me see if he wants to renew it.
I think the guy's name was Bill something, and I basically called. He called me and was like, hey, Mike, Bill, president of the Grease Pumpers Organization.
Yeah.
And I was like, good, man, good. He goes, well, what were you thinking? Because, like, the letter I wrote was, like, the same thing I wrote here. Hang on, I wrote.
Right,
it's consideration, we would love to come and introduce ourselves. I would be happy to discuss trade for work around the house and or a small lease fee. Thank you again very much. Hope to hear from you soon. So he called me and was like, hey, Mike, Bill from Grease Cobras Organization. Hey, like, what were you thinking for the property? And I go, well, I don't know. I was like, what about... He goes, because there's a guy there hunting right now, and he pays us $700.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. I go, well, are you open to, like, are you just going to kick him off? And he's like, well, why don't you come up with a number, and then I'll see if he wants to match that number, and if he doesn't want to match the number, it's all yours. And I go, well, I'll double the number. Tell him I'll give you $1,400 year one, and then I'll increase it by 10% year over year.
Right.
The way I thought about it was that the fucking place is 130 acres. I go, go on a hunt. It costs $4,000.
Yeah, I got you.
So
I love the idea. Here's another thing we also have just realized over the past 3-4 years of doing this, that we're getting pretty good at this. So, easier said than done, what I'm about to say. Ready? I don't want to offer some guy, say we find a mint spot. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to offer some guy stupid money. Say we lose Cobras, regardless. You know what I mean? Cobras, if something goes to shit, gone. We are, like, flat out looking. We got money to spend on a lease. I don't want to blow money on a spot if it's not going to produce. Like, we have easier said than done, and no shit. You know what I mean? It's a very simple thing I'm saying. But, like, look at Brzozowski's, dude. Like, Brzozowski's, yeah, we don't have cameras a ton. But even if we did have a ton of cameras, it ain't going to produce like Parma has. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Just something about it. I can't say it's the area because the area is fire. We know that. Do you know what I mean? But, like, just something about, I don't know if it's the wind. I don't know if it's that open field that is just nothing out there that they're not interested in. There's ag. There's creek. It's just, it doesn't produce. They like that swale at Parma. I don't know what the fuck it is. They got hardwoods. They got pines over at MGB. There's just, they feel better. We always have at least one or two wall-mounted shooters, like 100% at Parma.
Right.
Like,
right.
Brzozowski, yeah, we got that. Cool. We got Bullwinkle. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you exactly what Brzozowski is. It's too big.
I think it is. There's no, like...
The hardwoods is, like, too big.
There's no bedding. There's no bedding for that. Where are they bedding?
And we can't pattern them. We have no idea on the pattern.
Right. Right. So that's a problem. That sucks. Like, imagine if we didn't have Parma or anything, and we contacted Brzozowski, and we're like, dude, we'll give you $2,000 for this, and we're there, and, like, we're just hunting the same buck for, like, 3 years. Like, nothing shows up. You know what I mean?
I probably wouldn't have released. But that being said...
Wouldn't have renewed it, you're saying,
but
right?
That being said, we have never... It's impossible. We don't have the time and the resources, Nick. If we had
never gone all in,
that was the only one, and we had 10 cameras over there along every hedgerow and every single area, we would be seeing way more than we're seeing.
Right.
We just would. I mean, there's bucks over there. It is what it is. Like, they're there. We're just not as...
Yeah, we're not in their core area. Yeah.
I think that's the...
Well, that's another little... stinky thing. We get all this access to all these plots, and, like, we never even, like, really get to any. I don't know. It's good to have them, though. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, we only have enough time. We only have as much time as we have. It is what it is. We just need as many places for as little amount of money as we can get, and we'll just pull a camera in and see how good they are. Listen, now, that being said, I'm banking on... I'm going to tell you... Braddock's this year did not produce. We never even had a camera over there. I don't like it in that spot. We're going to go across the street to these pines, and I'm telling you, I have a feeling that we're going to have to park illegally, and I'm telling you, I bet you there's a fucking swamp donkey back there.
Right.
And he's not being hunted. That's from Johnson. Johnson told me there's a fucking a giant got killed by a car on that one street. So.
Right.
Anyways, we'll see. That's all we can do.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. My camera at Clarkson hasn't gone off in 3 days. It's not even a diff, you know what I mean? So it's just welcome to gun season, dude. Just rogue as hell. Like, you just never know.
Yeah, it's just fucking crazy. And then also, I forgot to tell you, Joe's coming to town staying with you Wednesday. So you're having a party at your house Wednesday night, and we're hunting Thanksgiving morning, not Friday morning.
I'm hunting Thanksgiving and Friday morning.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, Joe's not hunting Friday morning because he's going to whatchamacallit.
He's going where?
He's got to go. They're leaving on Friday. They're not staying till Saturday anymore. So they're leaving
what?
On Friday. Yeah.
You don't tell me that. He's staying at my house. You don't tell me. I don't know. So when's he coming in?
Wednesday afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then...
I don't think that's going to work, gentlemen.
Why?
Because maybe it will. Either Tuesday or Wednesday, we're taking Noah to go see Moana 2 in the theater.
Oh, wow, dude. Well, you can still have a party at your house at night.
This is from... Do you have that day off? You have Wednesday off?
No.
No, this will be after work and shit. Dude, we're talking about still having a party at night. This is we're seeing Moana 2 from 4 to 7, dude. Like,
who's all going to do that, dude?
It's the first time ever taking Noah to a movie theater. We thought it'd be cool, just me and Sarah taking Noah like by himself. Someone's coming to watch Jonah, I think. And
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Right, you're doing that Wednesday?
Yeah, we thought about inviting people to do it, but we've never taken him to a movie theater ourselves. Like, he's never even been in a movie theater, so we're like, we wanted to, like, let him soak it all in, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
He'd think it's cool. You guys should get tickets to Moana. You should do the Moana. Is she obsessed with Moana?
Loves Moana, dude, but...
Moana's fucking the shit, dude. It's, like, one of the best Disney movies, dude. It's so good.
But that doesn't matter. Joe's coming into town at 3 on Wednesday, so...
I think we're doing Moana Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday.
So then we're all coming over for pizza and wings. I'll buy Wednesday. I'll bring the kids. Monica will meet us there. Then we're all going back to our retrospective houses because we don't party the night before Thanksgiving anymore because we're not losers. And then we're hunting before Thanksgiving. I'm hunting Thanksgiving.
I like that.
Where are we all going? It'll be the first time all three of us have hunted upstate, up north of the thruway ever.
I love it, but I'm going to be at Clarkson.
Okay, you'll be at Clarkson.
I'm not hunting anywhere. It'd be stupid for me not to try to hunt this deer. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
The deer hasn't showed up in a week, but potential spam is calling me. Hold on, it's a 1585. Let me call you right back.
All right, bye.